This call is being recorded.
Notice now how the waves are coming in. The ebb and flow of the waves as they come into the shore and then recede out. Come into the shore and recede out. Almost as if Gaia herself is breathing through these waves. Breathing in as the waves recede and exhaling out as the waves come in and touch the shore. Feel the energy and the consciousness within these waves. And the connection to your own breathing. Notice your breathing has matched these waves coming in and out. You've attuned to these energies, attuned to this consciousness. You realize that you are one with these waves. You are one with the water. You are one with the sand beneath your feet. You are one with the seagulls flying overhead, the clouds that are forming above you, the sunlight that is coming down. You are one with everything, one connectedness, one consciousness. And as you become aware of this, you begin to drift up from off of the beach, up into the air, soaring past the seagulls, past the clouds, shooting up high above the Earth's atmosphere, still being aware but not only of the connection to the Earth now, to Gaia, and to all life there, but to all life outside of the planet as well, connected to all of the life out here, the ships, the consciousness within the ships, to the planets of the solar system, connected to all of the planets, to the consciousness that is those planets, that ensouls those planets, to the sun of this solar system, the solar logos. And then past the sun now into the galaxy and all of the solar systems within the galaxy, all of the central suns. Consciousness connecting to all of the central suns, all of the solar systems in the galaxy, and then to the galaxy central sun itself, and out through that to all of the galaxies beyond this galaxy, and all of the solar systems within those galaxies. And the billions and billions of galaxies and planets and stars, all the way to the central sun of the universe itself, source itself, of all of creation in this universe. Notice now the breath of this central sun of the universe, the inflow and outflow of the breath is over thousands and thousands of years. The outflow of the breath, the energy is just now becoming. The energy of the outflow of the breath, the energy of creation, that energy is building and building, has been for thousands of years. It is now coming to the climax, to the crescendo. And see that as a pulse of energy now, shooting from this central sun of the universe, source itself, coming down through all of the galaxy central suns, through all of the billions of planets within the solar systems, to the Milky Way galaxy, to the central sun of this galaxy, down through all of the solar systems in this galaxy, and finally to our solar system, through the sun, through all of the heavenly bodies within this solar system, down to the earth as a pulse of energy. See it striking the earth now and forming a wave of energy, a wave of consciousness, a wave of oneness moving across the planet, spreading across the planet as a tsunami of love, of consciousness, of oneness, transforming everything in its path into higher consciousness, into higher vibration. And whatever is not of higher vibration will not be able to handle this energy. But feel this energy bringing you up, raising you up into higher vibrations, raising you into higher knowing of who you are. Feel and know all of life here on this planet being transformed in the moments, some in the very moment and some in moments after. But all of life transformed in some way. For nothing can withstand this energy. Take a few moments now to feel this energy, to experience it, to let it move through you, become you. See how all of life changes as a result of this wave of energy, this event, this changeover of consciousness. Now let yourself begin to drift back towards your physical body, bringing this knowing, this energy, this sense of oneness back into your physical body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. It is at these times, as we come together, that you are more and more becoming aware of who you are. Not who you have been told you are growing up, not who you have become programmed to believe, but who you truly are at the deepest essence of your being. And I say purposely here, essence, because that is what we all are. Is pure essence, pure consciousness, taking on a body of some type. And when you fully come to realize this, that you are not the body, that it is just an instrument or a vehicle for you to use, when you fully begin to realize that, a whole new universe opens up to you. A universe that is beyond the illusion, beyond the dream state, as you have been speaking about, and into the more full waking state of what you all are. You are all spiritual beings, simply having a physical experience for a time. In a relatively short time at that. Because this is not meant to be a schoolhouse. Yes, you are here to learn, to experience, but not to learn as if you were in school, for that is just more programming. You are here to experience life. Life of all kinds. And it just so happens that up until now, you have been experiencing life as an illusion. But many of you have begun to move out of this illusion. Yes, there are times when you are held back. There are times when the programming continues on. But there are also times where the programming is lifted and who you are comes shining through. These are those times now that you are all moving into. These are what this group is all about and many other groups that are meeting at these times. It is all about finding yourself, remembering who you are. And remembering who you are within the illusion. Because once you remember who you are, then the illusion begins to disappear. And when the illusion disappears, there is not left but reality. Reality that is your true being. Your true being in consciousness. Your true being in oneness. For you are your higher self, and your higher self is you. For you are the source within you, and the source within you is you. All is one and the same, and the same in the one. So let go now of all preconceived notions. All of the old programming. Let it become burned away by the violet flame. know that everything here is happening for a reason. And you are all part of the flow of the energy here and the consciousness here. So move freely through the consciousness and into the next higher levels of consciousness, into the higher vibrations. And when you are ready, you will then pass through the ring pass knot. As you have let go of all attachments that have held you back, and you pass freely into the next higher dimensional frequencies. That is what you are all here to do. Not only to do yourselves, but to then demonstrate to those after you how it can be done. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and to go forth together and continue to share the light wherever you are able, because you are the light sharers and the light bearers. I am Sananda. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you. Are you back here, all of you?
Greetings, one who serves.
Very good. We are ready to move forward then. Are there any questions here?
Can you hear me?
Yes, would there be questions?
Yes, hi, this is Orr.
Yes.
I was wondering if we could clarify something. I'm trying to picture, what the fifth dimension might be like. And I've taken LSD before, and I've raised my vibration, so I know what that is kind of like. But I mean, say for instance, I have a house here, and then the fifth dimension, wouldn't I say, have the same house but a much higher vibration, or is it a completely different scene altogether?
What you are describing, the scene as you are describing, is to be whatever you want it to be. If you want a house as you have it now, you can have that. If you want something completely beyond what you have now, you can have that as well. For in the fifth dimension, you will be able to create whatever it is that you want and have that be sustained as long as you want it. And when you no longer want it, you simply think it into non-existence and think something else to come into existence. It is that simple. Now, it is not something that is instantaneous, though. It will take quite a bit of effort on your part, practice, if you will, to be able to create those things which you want rather than those things which you don't want. But you have had much practice in this over your three-dimensional illusionary experience, where you create many things that you do not want. So you have had the practice in doing this, and it is simply now to practice creating what it is that you do want. But we would say for you to do that now, not to wait, to be in the now and begin more and more to create what you do want rather than focusing on what you don't want. Because as you move through this fourth dimensional experience into the fifth dimension, you will have the access to your to your imaginings, to your visualizations, and they will come become manifest much, much quicker than they do now within this 3D illusion, where there is this buffer zone. There is a buffer also in the higher vibrations, but not as large of a buffer. It will take much less time to manifest that which you want. So, in summary here, just simply create what you want and begin to do it now, okay?
And then just let it go.
Yes, let it go. Go with the flow, yes.
Right. I mean, I don't have to keep repeating it and creep. You know, I command from the work out of my being to manifest it. You do it once, then let it go.
That is the key, the secret, in knowing that as you create within your visualization, as you manifest something, then you already know that it is appearing in front of you. When you are able to do that, you have arrived.
Sweet. Cheers. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes,
no
one, sir. Lorelei.
Yes.
I think many of us would like to know about this occurrence, this mass shooting, if this was somehow manipulated or manufactured by the cabal, and if people actually did in fact die. I hate the term false flag because I have a sense, and I could be wrong, but you can correct me on this, that sometimes they manufacture it and people still do die, and sometimes they don't. So I don't know, you tell us if you wouldn't mind.
That is correct. There are those instances that are considered false flags where they are created by those of the cabal, and that does not necessarily mean, though, that there is not fatalities, because those that go through this process have agreed to do this in their contract coming into this lifetime. So it is part of the expression that they came into to be a part of here. Now, that is not saying that what you are asking here is real or not real, or that those have perished or have not. For it is not up to us to give you this information. It is up to you to discern for yourself as the process continues on what the answer is here. We cannot give you this answer directly, but you can find it within yourself and know the truth as more revealings come forward about this and about other instances that have already happened in the past. Much will come as a revealing of those false flags, if you will, that have happened in the past. Much will come forward on these revealings. And more will come on what has not yet happened, but may still occur. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes?
My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Guatemala. We've been hearing about in social media about an event called Storm 51. It's a gathering of people due to September 20. And, well, it's sort of like a joke, but I'm wondering, is it really a joke or is something going to happen? I've heard that people are thinking about invading or making a riot in Area 51 with the intent of rescuing or uncovering what is going on there. I'm a little bit concerned. Thank you.
Yes. You are speaking of the ruse that began of storming Area 51. It was simply someone that put this out as a possibility, but not a probability. In other words, they did not expect anyone to follow through with this. Was more of a joke here. But it has taken a life of its own as we find it. And although we cannot say whether it will be or it will not be, we can say that it has captured the imagination of a great many people across the planet in terms of why anyone would even want to do that if there was nothing there, if there was nothing real there. So therefore, if the million or 2 million or whatever it is that have said they were going to become a part of this, if they are even ascertaining the possibility of this, then there must be some real reality to this this place here, this Area 51. And certainly those of you know that there is reality to this, but many people across the world are coming awakened as a result of these types of things, not just this directly, but many things that have already come forward and many more that are yet to be revealed here. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Would there be any other questions now? We hope you know that we cannot give directly these answers that you are looking for, because then it interferes with your own discernment in these matters. And much of your preparation for in the ascension process is about coming to understand your own discernment within yourself. This is a major process, a major part of the process of ascension here, and why it is happening as it is. Okay, any other further questions before we release channel?
Well, if no one's going to jump in, can I ask a second one that was requested earlier?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we were talking about the ring path knot, and
yes,
we were wondering if it is just... I mean, I experience it as the ring path knot between myself and my higher self, but is that it, or are there many derivatives of ring path knots? Does it show up in different ways? We were trying to understand a little bit more of that.
The ring path knot is an understanding. It is not a place. It is not a thing. It is not something you step into directly as it was in the James's dream, but it is an understanding, a knowing. When you are ready to do this, when you are ready to move from one dimensional understanding into a higher dimensional understanding. And this is a barrier that keeps you from moving from one to the other, because you hold on to various attachments, programmings of many different types. And all of this process of ascension is about letting go of all of these programs and these attachments, moving through it. You move through it at your own pace, whatever that might be. There is not a forcing here of any type. There is just a letting go and going with the flow. And as you go with the flow and continue to work on raising your own vibrations whenever you can, then you will find yourself letting go of more and more of these attachments. And as you let go of more of these attachments, you will be ready to step into that ring path knot and simply pass through it. It is similar to the barriers that you came across when we took you through the rainbow bridge into your higher self, to the connection with your higher self. And those barriers are there. They are real. And you are able to pass through them easily because you are not passing through with your physical body. It is another entirely different matter to bring your physical body through these barriers. You see?
Yes, thank you. That was what I was going to ask you. So we're doing it with the physical body. Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Any other questions here?
I have one more.
Yes.
When you ascend into the fifth dimension and ascension, is that the same as merging with your higher self? Are they one and the same?
They are directly one and the same. You are moving from a understanding of yourself as being separate from your higher self to an understanding of yourself as being your higher self. Not just the thinking of being your higher self, but of literally, actually being your higher self. That is your ascension, connecting all of the multidimensional selves into the one.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions here? Then we are ready to release channel. And understand the time as you know it is getting short in terms of coming to your next advance. And we have been preparing much for this advance for some time now. And there is much to come that James has no idea of yet. He has just a smithering of what is to come here, what is to be. But we will ask you, each one, to be ready to participate at higher levels, maybe, than you have in previous times. There is one thing to simply listen and to be a part of it at that respect. There is another thing to really, really participate. And we are not speaking about talking on your telephone. We are speaking of really being the participant within the experiences. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.